Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I'm so excited to be here the first week in 2017. I hope you're excited as I am. It's snowing outside. We're having a little bit of difficulties over here with the snow, but God is still faithful and He is still good. I'm excited that you made it through 2016 and you are here and you're on the line and you're listening to the show, and I'm so very grateful for you being with us on today. Hey, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone that has been a guest, has been a listener, has joined the family on last year, and I'm so excited for what is to come in 2017. I'm just excited. You know, a lot of times people, well, what I read on social media was 2016 was the worst year, people were dying, people were going away from here, but yes, that happens every day, and that happens every year, but we choose to make the best out of every situation that we are dealt with. You know, we deal with the hands that we have in our hand, right? We go with it. We move forward. We don't stay stuck. We don't dwell on it. And that's what this show is about. This show is about making sure people are not suffering in silence like we once were. We're here to provide you tools and resources and encouragement and inspiration on what we've gone through, but how we made it out. We want everyone to know that they're not alone. You may feel like you're alone. You may feel like you're deserted. You may feel like you're by yourself, but I want you to know that you are not. You are not alone. No more suffering in silence, suffering in secret, thinking no one understands and no one knows what I feel or what I'm going through, and I'm not negating your feelings and your emotions and what you're going through, but I am telling you that there is a tomorrow, and I want you to hang on in there, my brother, my sister, if you're listening, if you share this show with somebody, because we all know somebody that's going through a rough patch in their life. We all know somebody that really wants to crawl up under the bed. We all know somebody that wants to give up, but we want to let them know that they don't have to give up because we are yet here with them. And so to God be the glory for great things He's done, He's doing, and He's going to do. And may I encourage you this year, I want you to have peace. Yes, yes, I want you to have peace in every given situation. This year, my word for the year is peace. Despite what comes, but despite who leaves, despite who walks away, despite who does not do what they said they were going to do, I want you to have peace in the midst of the situation. No sense in getting angry, no sense in getting mad, wanting to fight, wanting to argue, wanting to blast them on social media. No sense in doing any of that, because you know what? God is our provider. He's been with us day in and day out. And if it happened, He knew it was going to happen. And you know what? He always gives us a way of escape. So you know what? Lean to Him. Lean to Him. Seek Him in all you do. Seek Him in all of your ways. I tell you, it works. I tell you it works, because it worked for me and it worked for everyone that comes on this line. So I encourage you to make the best of 2017 that you can do. Make the best of it. You know what I mean? Make the best of it. So here we go. We have another show for you this week, this Saturday. I get to bring you stories of encouragement and faith. I love doing what I do. I'm telling you, I love the guests that come on here. I'm so blessed that God chose me for this specific purpose. I get to bring you another encouraging, uplifting, edifying, glorifying God testimony on today. I know you're going to be encouraged. In our first half, we have Shashina Gibbs, and I tell you, she started her business out of a homeless shelter. And if she can start her business out of a homeless shelter, let me tell you, there's no sense of you crying in a big old building. There's no sense of you going up under the bed and you got four walls, you got meals, you know what I mean? You got a roof over your head. There's no sense of you crying and saying, I want to give up, because if she can do it, you can do it too. And she's going to share some tips and some tools and some resources with us and how she made it. In our second segment, we have Arnetta Rousen White, Arnetta Rousen White on the line, and she's going to share her Ashamed No More conference. And this woman of God, she does this conference every year, not for herself, but for others, because yes, we do walk around like we are ashamed. We do walk around with a mask over our face. Yes, we do walk around with our head held down, but she wants you to be ashamed no more, and that's January 28th, and you're going to hear from her in our second segment. And if you are a longtime listener, I thank you so very much. Thank you so much for being with us on today. I encourage you to share the show with somebody else. I encourage you to let people know about the show. And if you're listening and you have a testimony, if you know God did what he did for you, he brought you out. It does not have to be an earth-shattering, earth-moving testimony. If you know God did something for you, I want to interview you, because you know what? Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to know, you know what? If she made it, then I know I can make it too. Because guess what? God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for us, he will do it for them too. So come on the line, share your story. Go to breatheaginmagazine.org, and you can click the Share Your Story submission form. Our team will be in touch with you, get you scheduled on the show. And you know what? You can share your story and help somebody else, because that's what it's about. It's not about God bringing us out, bringing us to where we are right now, and then we just sit on the pot. We sit there because, you know, we once were there, but you know what? We ain't there no more. No, no, no. We got to share the story. We got to let somebody know that there is hope in the midst of the storm. So go online, breatheaginmagazine.org, breatheaginmagazine.org, and click Share My Story. Complete that submission form. Follow us on our social media networks. You know, I share a dose of hope and inspiration and faith each and every day. You can catch me at Nicole C. Online. That's on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And you can also catch Breathe Again Magazine on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well. It's at Breathe Again. I love to connect with you. I hate the word follow, because I only want you to follow me as I follow Christ. We can connect. We can be friends, okay? I'd love to see you out there. And you know how we do. We go to our prayer, and then we'll be right back with our first guest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth.
Yes, Lord.
Let our love be carved out, Father God. on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen. Amen. We live our lives as a thank you. That's Darlene Sheck and Israel New Breed. Everyone asked me, who is that praying? That's Darlene Sheck and Israel New Breed. And when I first heard that, I was weeping because I want to live my life as a thank you. I do not want my life to just look good. I want it to be good because I want to glorify him in what I do and in what I say and where I go. And it's he does not get the victory. He does not get the glory. I don't want to do it. That's my life. That's my testimony. We are here to make a difference in our dash between the time we enter this world and the time we transition. We're here to make a difference, and I believe I'm doing my part each and every day. So, all right, let's get into our first segment with Shashina Gibbs. She's an award-winning association executive, business coach, trainer, and a sought-after speaker and networking guru, a survivor of several domestic violence and sexual abuse acts. Shashina is a single mother of two daughters in New York and started a women's business network from home while living in a homeless shelter. Yes, catch that, in a homeless shelter. She spends the better part of her day helping women find the diamond in their destiny. She's the author of Confessions of a Domestic Violence Survivor. Welcome to the show, Shashina.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Look, I've read a little bit about you. Why don't you tell the guests how you would describe yourself?
I usually don't, but I'm just a regular person. I'm just helping women, you know, get out the struggle, you know. Some call me a business coach, consultant. It's so many things people label me as. But I just like to help women start their businesses. It's so many resources and tools here, out here, wherever you are, even if you're on just online, that can help you get out your situation. And a lot of us just don't know. So I just, you know, do my best to bring it out there and, you know, help. My goal is to really help more women get off of welfare without the excuses and, you know, just make it happen because we have families out here who really need us. You know, as women, we really are the brain of the house, I'm going to say. So it's up to us to really make it happen in our homes. There's so many people needing and wanting, and we have the resources and tools. But a lot of people just don't know that it's out here. And I feel it's my job to expose these tools and resources and just give basic education to women so they know that wherever you are, in a homeless shelter, living in somebody else's house, living in a mansion but still stressed out, there's a way to make it happen where you can feed your family. And you can, you know, follow your dreams.
Amen, amen. Well said. What landed you in the actual homeless shelter?
I was living with, I had an apartment, and I was young. I let all my family come live with me, and that didn't work out. So I was involved in a relationship. I got pregnant. He went to jail. And then we weren't able to pay the bills because everybody that was living there just decided to move out. So it's like, okay, I have all these bills. I have two babies. What am I going to do? Well, my oldest was in, like, third or fourth grade. I said, okay, I need help, and someone referred me to the shelter. And I was like, no, I don't need to go to no shelter. You know, I can make it. Like, I pray here. I do this. I do that. I don't have to go to the shelter. But I end up going because it was hard, you know, with kids. And when I got to the shelter, you know, it was transition. And then when I finally got to the, I guess they call it your permanent location, it was actually a blessing. It was in Brooklyn, and it was in an apartment building, and it was actually an apartment. The apartment that they had me in was parquet wood floors. We had a bedroom. They had the beds there. It was nice and clean. We had brand new dishes, and it was just like a really nice place. So, you know, I never unpacked my stuff. I kept my stuff all packed. I was like, I'm not staying here long. And in the shelter, you know, I'm a people person. So I talk to the counselors and everybody, and I'm letting them know things I'm doing. And I had my computer there, and they was talking to me, learning more about what I do. So I'll be up in my room doing research and things, and they'll come up and, like, do you need anything for your computer? We got paper here. We have new software. They'll let me see it. Give it to me. Then, like I said, they started learning more what I do. And then at that time, I was doing graphic designs and photo manipulation, like, you know, putting, editing photos and putting, like, your name.
Like Photoshop.
Yeah, and, like, changing the backgrounds and things. So he would bring some of the residents to me to ask me to do some work for their kids and things. So I met a young lady in the shelter. I forget her name. She wasn't there that long, and she was telling me how I can really turn that into a business. But I wanted to do so much. So while I was in the shelter, my oldest daughter was still in school, and I worked part-time. But I worked in the Bronx. Her school was in the Bronx, which was an hour and almost 2 hours away from where I was at. So every morning we had to leave the shelter at 5 o'clock in the morning to get her to school on time, dropped my baby off at the babysitter, which was her great-grandmother, and then I would go to work. But I only worked part-time. So when I got off work, I would go to, there's this place, it's not open anymore. There's this place called the Bronx Business Resource Center for women. It was for women. And I would go there, and I would, you know, always ask questions about, you know, starting this business. And the lady was like, well, it sounds like you want to start a women's network. I said, I don't want to do that. Managing women, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to be nobody boss. I just, you know, want to make some money so I can take care of my kids and get out the shelter. She's like, well, from what you tell me, that's what you want to do. I said, that didn't sound like that. So I did the research, like she said, and then I ended up having the Yahoo group. My first Yahoo group was Sisters Incorporated, but I had found out someone else had that name. It was a woman from New Jersey. She had Sisters Incorporated, and I had chose Sisters Incorporated because when me and my sisters was like 12, 13 years old, that was the name of our business. When we grew up, we was going to have Sisters Incorporated. So I seen that it was taken, and I kept it for a while because I say, well, if the Yahoo name ain't taken, maybe it really ain't registered business or something. But I had networked with the woman, so I said, no, I'm gonna let it go because I don't feel right. So then I started, I changed it to Sisters in Home Business, and then that was in 2003. Now I'm out the shelter now, but I got my place. And once I got changed the name, the Yahoo group started blossoming. And women were joining from all over the place, and that's actually how I met Regina.
Oh, wow.
Back then, yeah. She was in the Yahoo group. And, once the name changed, and then all the women were joining and were networking through the group, I decided in 2005, I decided to put up a website and membership fees, you know, because I know better. So then, you know, they was part of the evolution of Real Sisters Rising. So the name changed to Real Sisters Rising. And More than 80% of the women transition into Real Sisters Rising.
Mm-hmm.
But almost 100% of the women I am still in communication with. We still have, like, this virtual relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they stay a member, it's okay because we have a relationship. Many of the women have helped each other through hard times. We had a chapter in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area where they had meetings, and there was sometimes some of the women would, you know, on that, you know, they didn't have food or something going on, and women would get together. And this is when I first found out supermarkets, you can buy gift cards from the supermarkets. I didn't know you could do that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned about that because they got together, they pulled together, and they went to this lady house, one of them ladies member's house, and they said, "We have something for you." And they gave her the card. She didn't want to accept it. She really didn't want to accept it. You know, pride. She cried, you know. So it's like they helped each other start. There was a young lady came. She didn't have a business. They talked with her. Before she walked out that meeting, she had started her own dog grooming business and had two customers, you know. So things like that kept going, you know, stories like that. And then we got women all across the world with so many different stories. And just to see that, even if it's not online, they connect on the back end off of social media and call each other, email each other, and they build relationships. And they'll call me like, "Shoshino, I'm speaking on her stage," or "We're writing a book together," or "We're working together," whatever. And I just get so excited, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just like we started from the Yahoo group.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now I'm here
so
on this radio show in Virginia that I've met so many years ago.
Yes, yes. So at this point, you started the group. Where are you at right now? So the group is thriving. It's still going on, and you have written a book. Is that correct?
The book, Confessions of Welfare
Domestic
Mom and
Violence.
Confessions of a Domestic Violence Survivor, those two books are collaborations that I was part of. I didn't create
okay.
the project. And then I have a book called The CEO System that I wrote. So those
mm-hmm.
are the three books that I have out. And Confessions of a Domestic Violence Survivor, it was me just starting to share my story,
mm-hmm.
some of my story, you know. It was a little struggle because my youngest daughter, she really didn't want me to share my story because she felt like people would hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
So it took me a long time to even, like, really talk about it because I didn't want her to feel uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
until she was able to understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, kudos to you for being transparent and for sharing your story to help other individuals. Talk to me about your system, Shoshina. There's so many people out here that want to start businesses, and you are a consultant, so you help people start figure out what they're doing and where to go. What exactly are you doing right now as far as consulting?
Well, I just recently launched a website, ShoshinaGives.com.
Mm-hmm.
I separated from RealSistersRising.com. And what I'm doing with ShoshinaGives.com is, again, helping women start, grow their businesses. And I do, like, an evaluation to see what it is you want to do and
mm-hmm.
where you want to go to see if it match, you know, try to help my clients get a better vision and maybe even a bigger vision than what they are sharing with me. Because, you know, it might be a fact that a matter of, you know, that you want to start a jewelry company, but you have no idea how to start it, what to do, what resources are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll help them find those resources and share ideas with them on which direction they can go. So it's not the same if it was another client because even if it's five people who want to start a jewelry company, they're not going to all have the same,
That's
blueprint.
Right. Yeah.
You know, everybody have a different blueprint. So
absolutely.
I have to, I call it a purple print. I love the color purple. but, you know, everybody has a different blueprint. And so I evaluate their situation, evaluate where they want, and figure out who they are so that way we can work better together and they can actually love what they're doing. Because when it seems too complicated, then you seem to back off.
Yeah, too much to figure out. I think you found your niche, and it is helping people, and it's such a blessing. And I love your story, Shashina, because so many people complain about where they are and what's going on and who did this and who did that. But if you can start your business out of a homeless shelter, I tell you, anybody can do anything. Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions, and it's all surrounded by faith. Shashina, I want you to really encourage those that are listening right now that are feel like they're about to give up, they're about to throw in the towel because things are not going their way. I want you to speak directly to them for a few seconds. Could you do that for me?
Sure. I have been recently on my Facebook page and my business page, been sharing quotes and just different things saying don't give up for whatever reason, and it led me to this today because I've been doing it for the last couple of weeks. And I tell people one of the things people do, you know, you could be sitting in your home and you're stressed out and you're trying to start a business, and you go on Facebook and you see somebody you network with doing some amazing things, and you're like, oh, I want to do what they do. I'm going to do exactly what they're doing. But you got to stop that because that overwhelms you to see, because you don't know what's going on behind that person's computer screen, you know, and you don't know the steps they took, you know. So you can't follow their journey, not even their journey. You can't follow what's on their cover. You don't know what's inside that book because you haven't read it. It's like when you go in a bookstore and you pick up the book, you don't read the back cover, you just see the front cover. I'm like, oh, this book looks great. Let me go do mine. It's the same cover. But you didn't read what's inside the book, so you don't understand why that cover's that way. You didn't read even the back cover to, you know, get a summary. So people got to stop doing that because you're overwhelming yourself. You have to create your story. Get off of social media. Go to websites like score.org. It's free resources there to help you learn the different tools that you need to start a business, different activities that you need to start a business from the basic foundation, so that's where you can grow properly. You know, a lot of people are growing in their business, but it's not strong because you didn't do the basic foundation, fundamental stuff for your foundation to have it strong. And I know a woman, she was selling products, wholesale products, and she had all these women buying it, and she became a consultant. But her business wasn't registered. She didn't have a tax EIN. Like, it was a lot of things she didn't do because she didn't know to do it, you know. So you have to get your foundation together. She could have got sued, you know. Anything could have happened. IRS, she didn't have a sales tax, you know. All that stuff, it was not in order. So stop looking at what other people are doing, and because you get overwhelmed, and when you're not getting the same results, what happens is you want to give up. You want to stop. You're like, I don't have a successful business. It's because you were trying to do with somebody's image on Facebook or Instagram. So stop doing that. The other thing is competition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are wanting to compete with people and outwork them. And I put up a post, and I was just reading it before I got on the call, and I said, you know, you can outdo your competition without outworking them. All you have to do is create better systems and automation in your business. You know, you can outdo your competition while you're laying on the beach if you have proper systems in your business.
Right.
And that means delegating.
Right.
Using all these automation, we have so many. I am so grateful. I'm a techie, but not like a tech guru, but I'm a techie. I love technology. And we have so many developers out here who create all these little apps and things that make our life so simple, and the majority of them are free. If you
That's
implement
right.
these tools, seriously, like this morning I had Buffer set up, you know, and I was promoting this event, like this radio show this morning. I'm not on there. And sometimes my mother, she's sitting next to me on one laptop, and I'm laying down watching TV, or I'm doing something with the kids, and she's like, why are you posting on social media and you're not on the computer? And she's looking back at me, and I'm looking like, what are you talking about? Because sometimes I forget my mom don't know about all the tools and stuff. So I'm like, oh, I had it pre-scheduled, you know. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, I like that, you know. So
right.
use these tools. Even there's so many free tools, especially. I'm an Android user. I know there's a lot of iPhone users out there, but all my kids have iPhones, right? And we go through this battle that with apps, because they need debit cards, credit cards, all kinds of cards connected to their phones. And I can sit here and just download my stuff, and I don't need to have it connected to no cards, right? So it's like, are you happy over there with that? I don't have to pay for my stuff, and I'm working, you know. So I don't know about that situation with those iPhones, but it's a lot of free apps out here. Even there's on just software online, the Hootsuite, and even Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you have a Facebook page, and you work full time, and you want to start your business, or and you need to keep things going, Facebook has a feature within on their like page where you can schedule your posts. Use it. Use that so that way you can go about your business. You don't have to worry about being on social media, taking up that time from you actually going. If you work in a 9-to-5, or you got to take the kids someplace, or you have a meeting, like, you know, you can use these tools to really expand your business while you're working on the stuff you actually like to do.
That's excellent.
So that
you know, you dropped something, Shoshina. You dropped something, and on Breathe Again, when you drop something, you just can't walk away. When you talked about people working, so you could schedule your posts, and then you know you're working full time, so you could schedule your posts. What do you say to those individuals that get so excited about their business, and it's really not where it should be? But then someone told them they need to quit and go full time. What do you say to those individuals?
What you mean, quit and go full-time in their business?
Yes, as opposed to working, working full-time versus just jumping into a business.
Well, one thing I do know is full-time entrepreneurship or entrepreneurship, period, it's not for everybody. And you can't keep, I mean, I know a lot of people in network marketing do this. I'm in network marketing. But you can't force everybody into entrepreneurship. It's just not for everybody, you know.
Right.
And they do that. They make it like seem like a 9-to-5 is bad. I mean, for some people it is. When I go work for somebody, if I can't move to the next level and quit, I'm bored. I can't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's not a good idea for me, you know, because I'm going to end up getting fired. But
but not everyone. Some people should keep their day job.
Some people should, because maybe that makes them happy, right? The other way, the other thing is, for some people, it's not their time to quit their job. There are people who get fired for whatever reason, right? So they don't have the time to build up the finances to go full-time in their business. But there are people who you want a business, and you have a job where you can allocate finances to build your business because you're planning in advance, right? And then when you start, get to that point that you can, I like to set goals. So you can say on this date, October 31st, whatever, I'm going to go part-time. You know, plan it out. But you know you have to have a certain amount of finances to go full time in your business, because unless you already make an income in your business, some people are not. So don't jump ship and you're not making money in your business. Then you're going to struggle, and again, you're going to want to give up. And then you're going to have to go back and look for a job again. So if you have a job, whether you like it, love it, or hate it, if you have a job right now, and you have a business or you're planning to have a business, I tell you, think about how much it costs you monthly and annually to, matter of fact, just straight annually, how much it's going to cost you to manage your household and your business, and throw in maybe $200 extra just for savings, right? Calculate that and begin building that. Some people forget to add the business side of it. I mean, when you build the business, you have your vendors that you have to pay, like your website vendor or some of the tools that you use. You got to add those, like, say, your email marketing software or, you know, maybe Hootsuite. Some people have the upgraded version of Hootsuite. Or scheduling meetings and different things you have to pay for. You might rent event space every month. You have to calculate your overhead in your business and your overhead in your home and decide how much of this, how much money this is adding up to annually or even monthly. Some people would like to see it monthly or weekly. And you break that down and figure, okay, this is what I need to have my account to manage my business if I decide to quit my job. So once you have it, and if you feel like you're ready, you're like, okay, I recommend getting a mentor or a coach so somebody can guide you the right direction once you say, I quit.
Good advice. So, Shoshana, what is your website address once again? So if the listeners would like to reach out to you, contact you, connect with you, what's that website address or how can they get in contact with you?
Sure. My website is ShoshanaGibbs.com. It's ShoshanaGibbs, GIBBS.com. All of our community is at RealSistersRising.com. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're mostly all over the internet, either Real Sisters Rising or Shoshana Gibbs. And you reach out to me, and I will definitely contact you back and respond. Just let me know that you heard me on the show, and just so that way, you know, we can give Nicole, you know, a shout out.
You're kind. Well, thank you so much. I thank you so much for stopping by the show on today, sharing those nuggets and those resources and those tools, and most importantly, being transparent and sharing your story. So much success, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks to you and all the listeners. It was my pleasure.
Amen. All right, listeners, we're going to jump into our second segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. You were listening to Shoshana Gibbs, and I know you were blessed by her victorious testimony. Please feel free to go connect with her. Contact her at ShoshanaGibbs.com, and you can connect with her via my actual networks as well. The links will be on my page. So let's jump right into our event spotlight. So today our spotlight is a Shame No More conference hosted by Annetta White. Annetta has a conference each and every year, and it's for women that are ashamed no more. So, Annetta, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for having me this morning. God bless you.
You are more than welcome, my sister. I know, as you know, we both are snowed in, so I'm looking out the window now, and the snow is still coming down. Is it coming down in your area as well?
Yes, it's a little bit falling over here in Portland. Not too much, but it is a little falling.
Yes, so Annetta, for the listeners that don't know who you are, tell the listeners a little bit about you. Who are you?
Well, I am just a little country girl from North Carolina. Just love God, love God's people. Just have a passion to help people, not just women, but men, just all types of people. That's just my passion, and I believe that's the purpose that God has for me. But I'm like Sister Gibbs, it's not a lot about me. I don't like to make a lot of huff about me because there's nothing is about me. It's all about God for me.
Amen, amen. Talk to me about the Ashamed No More Conference. What inspired you to start, and what year is it?
This will be, I actually have to let you know, I didn't do it for 2 years. And
okay.
That's how this came about again. But it started in 2001 when the Lord began to speak to me about who I was as a woman. And he said that you are a woman with a purpose. And I still didn't understand it for years. And then he began to show me different things and speak to me, and then about my life and the things that I had gone through, and how, you know, being molested and, you know, all these things. And I didn't ever think that my life had any value. I never thought that I was worth anything. And then he began to tell me, you are a woman with a purpose. So it started there. And then in 2010, he began to allow me to be comfortable with what I've gone through, and that I'm no longer to be ashamed of those things that happened to me as a child and even in my adulthood. So that's how it all started. So in 2010 was the first year that I started it, and then it went on from there. And then in 2014, that was the last one that I did because something had happened, and I wasn't even going to do 2014. And so I did it, and it was a lot of pain. It was a lot of things that had happened in 2013 that it just kind of made me kind of, whoo, but I went on with the conference anyway. And so everybody kept asking me, when are you going to do it again? And I'm like, oh, God. So people just kept asking about it. So I asked the Lord about it. He began to speak to me about it. He was like, yes. Do it 2017. And I was like, okay, God, I will do it. And so the thing he gave me for 2017 was my pain pushed me to my purpose. So
yeah.
All the pain that I endured in 2013, it actually pushed this one to come out because God is just so good. And so I'm not ashamed of the pain that I endured in 2013. I'm not ashamed of that anymore. I'm not ashamed of what I had to go through, but it actually pushed me to my purpose. And like I said from the beginning, my purpose is to help others. So, of course, the enemy didn't want me to be part of this purpose planning in 2017. But
God
had another plan. But it's all working for my good. And it's all for God's glory. Everything I do is for the glory of the Lord. Like I said, I'm just a little young lady just trying to make life better for others. I've been there, done that. That was one of the conference things we had, I think, 2 years ago. And so everything, God gave them to me. I'm not smart enough to come up with those type of topics. I'm just going to be honest. So that's how it all started. And now, like I said, I'm so excited about what God is doing. And Sister Nicole, when you came on, I love the enthusiasm that you have about 2017. And that's one of my things too. Peace. No matter what, just grab you some peace,
girl,
and hold on.
Yes.
Just
yes,
grab
yes.
some peace and hold
running.
On to that. Because that's all we have. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if you could have fixed it, it would have been fixed.
Come
if
on
you could have
now.
Done anything about it, it would have been done. So I just
yes.
rest in the peace that God, look, I can't do nothing. I don't have nothing. You, Father, you fix it, and I go ahead on and do what I'm supposed to do. And I just rest in peace. And I just said that on the prayer line. I think it was Thursday or Friday morning. Just grab a hold of the peace of God. Just grab that peace.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I thank
yeah.
you for that this morning. And I know you didn't ask me to say all that, but this is.
Oh, no, you good. You good. This is long form, honey. This is long form. We are here to give God the glory for what he has done, doing, and going to do in our lives. And what you dropped a few minutes ago, you said you became comfortable with what I've been through. And a lot of times we are not comfortable with what we've gone through. We are ashamed and we're embarrassed mm-hmm. and we don't want nobody to know about it. But you had to get to a point where you were comfortable with all those bad things, all those situations that you've had to endure. And so therefore, therefore now you have a platform called A Shame No More that people can flock to, that understand that they have to be content, because that's what Paul said, right? He said we need to be content in whatever situation we find ourselves in. Let us be content, and content goes with peace, and peace goes with contempt. So I just bless God for you, my sister. I really, really do. Because God is faithful. Talk to me about the dates and how people can sign up for the conference and the speakers.
Yes, the date is January 28, 2017. It's going to be at 11 a.m., hosted at a church in Portsmouth, Calvary Baptist, at 2117 London Boulevard in Portsmouth, Virginia. You can pay through PayPal. Or, you know, contacting me personally, email me, inbox me on Facebook, going to the event that I set up under my name, under Facebook, A Shame No More. You can find the event there if anyone is interested in going. You can pay at the door, and I have not had anybody to register yet. But you know what? I have the peace of God because he told me what to do, and I'm going to do just that. So I'm just resting in God. We have some dynamic speakers coming. One of them came out of my loins. That's my daughter, Minister Ebony Powell. She's one of the speakers. Pastor Retina Stalin. She's from the Master's Church in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. She's a dynamic, wonderful woman of God. Pastor Lucia Turner. She's from Mount Zion. I think she said her church is in Virginia Beach. We have Casey Mayo. She's the daughter of Pastor Rodney Mills and Lady Mills. And God laid all of these people on my heart. I have my dear, I call her my daughter. Her name is Zavia Hill. She's going to do spoken word. And that young lady, I'm telling you, she's very anointed to do what God, all of them are anointed to do what God is calling them to do. And I know a lot of people, because one of the ladies, she was like, well, you have a lot of young people. That's who God told me to get. And, of course, myself would be speaking as well. But God had laid these young ladies on my heart, because each one of them has gone through something that God wants them to share.
Amen.
And I keep wanting people to know it's not about people putting their business out there, but it's about how God brought them through it. Because if nobody knows where you've been and what you've been through, they don't know how good God is when you stand up and say, this is what happened, and they can see that God did it. You didn't do it, because if we do stuff in our own, we will mess up, because a lot of us have gone through stuff. If we had done it our way, we would have walked away from some stuff. But I believe these ladies are going to come to encourage us about them sharing their testimony about what God has done. Their situations was bad, but God turned it into a good thing. So that's what I'm excited about. That's my point.
You know, the Word of God tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So we've got to share our testimony to help someone else. And so, you know what? I have to correct you, because earlier you said you're not smart enough to think of these things. But you are smart enough, because if you weren't smart enough, you wouldn't be going through with this conference and just relying totally on God. So I had to correct you, my sister.
Thank you.
Yes, everything is on the inside of you, because God is on the inside of you. You know, you're talking, you said you're just somebody from North Carolina, little old me, but you are somebody, honey. You are somebody. You are what people don't know. You're so humble. You're a first lady. You're a mother. You're a worker. You're a manager. You are God's chosen. So I want you to know that you are beautiful, and God put you in my heart just the other day. So know that he is thinking of you, and he has you in mind. Just out of nowhere, he has you in mind.
Wow.
So God is faithful, my sister. God is faithful. So go on, listeners, go on online and connect with Annetta. Register for her conference. These young people are coming out. These people are telling their stories, because young people go through too. They got lots of things that they got bottled up on the inside of them, and they are sharing their story as well, because they could be doing other things. They could be out here in midst of all this riff and all this wrath and isms and schisms and tied up in the worldly stuff, but they chose to give God the glory for great things that he has done. So go online, and you'll be able to connect with Annetta by clicking on the link on my page and on the actual show page and all of my Facebook pages and Twitter links as well. So you know what, Annetta? God bless you. You be safe. Any last words, any encouragement you want to give to someone that feels like they are ashamed, because Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions all mixed up in faith. So there's somebody listening right now that feels like they are ashamed of what they've done and what they've gone through, and they don't know which way to turn. I want you to just minister to them right now.
Amen. Yes. I know that a lot of things that we've gone through is painful, and a lot of time as men and women, we don't like to discuss it. But what I've come to, like I said, when I got comfortable with my situation, being molested, being beat, being just being used by men, and just the things that I had to endure, and then to look back over my life and say, God, you was God then, and you're still God now.
Hallelujah.
These things happened to me, and I didn't say God did it or he allowed it. These things, some things I did. Some things I put myself in those situations, the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, and doing all this other stuff. I did these things. But when I began to look back over my life, all I could say was, God, you kept me in that stuff. You protected me from AIDS and HIV, and I have to not be ashamed of where I came from. And so that's what brought me through, because if he kept me, I could have been dead.
Glory.
I could have been shot. I could have had bad drugs. So that makes me not be ashamed, because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross for me. I can never be ashamed of where I came from and where God has brought me to. So I'm not ashamed of my past anymore, because my past is covered under the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And if I can help anybody along this journey, that is exactly what I want to do, because I'm not ashamed of anything that has happened to me, whether it's in the marriage, my kids. I used to hold a lot of stuff in because I was kind of embarrassed about what people think. But in this season of my life, I could care less about what people think, because there's people hurting. There's hurting that needs to know where God brought them from. I've been there. I've done that. I did the drugs. I've done all of this stuff. I'm not ashamed of that anymore, because I'm victorious now. I'm a victorious woman in the Lord Jesus Christ. So for those of you out there that are struggling and you're ashamed to say it because you're worried about what people think, I'm just going to tell you, don't worry about what people think. It's not about what people think, because the more I have shared about what I've gone through, the more liberated I have become with who I am in Christ Jesus. When I was bogged down and bottled up, I wasn't free to express myself, because I always felt like, even though I hadn't said anything, people knew that something was different or something was wrong. And so that kept me in a place where when people would ask me to come and speak or ask me to say something, I wouldn't, because of the shame. But I'm so thankful today that God erased the shame off of my life,
hallelujah,
and that I'm no longer afraid or
hallelujah
ashamed to
yes,
say
God.
Who I am and who God is to me. I love God more than worrying about what people think about me, because if my life is going to bring God glory, I live on the butcher block every day as long as God gets the glory out of my life.
Amen.
So your story may help somebody else. Your story may help some man or some woman come out of themselves and come out of their shell and be who God has called them to be. And so my word of encouragement to you today would be, let your past propel you to your future. My God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you,
yes.
Jesus. Let it propel you to your future. Because, see, our stories mean something. It means something to somebody somewhere.
Yes.
And it, I mean, you grab a hold of your story and you don't be ashamed. If you don't be ashamed of you, nobody else will be ashamed of you. So you do what you have to do to make yourself be whom God created you to be. And my story is my story. But God shall get the glory out of my life. God bless you.
Amen. All right, now, listeners, we can put a fork in it because it is done. God is gracious, and he be magnified and glorified through what we do and in what we say. And God bless you, Annetta. God bless you. Be touching and agreeing with you on the conference and the speakers and what God is going to do in that room on that day. I just want to thank everyone for stopping by the show on today. Thank you so much. It goes out to Shoshina Gibbs as well as you, Annetta. God bless you. And you know what? I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, have a super fabulous weekend. Stay warm. Stay inside if you have to, if you're in the midst of this snow. And grow closer to God. Grow closer to God. Yes. Remember, it's not about religion. It's all about relationship. It's about relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God bless you. Until next time.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I Amen.
With Contour TV from Cox, you can find all your favorites all in one place.
Does it have the YouTube?
You bet.
What about that Netflixer thing?
Mm-hmm, Netflix too.
And all those superhero movies?
Contour has all the latest titles on demand.
Oh, my grandkids love that big green guy. Though I prefer the one with the hammer myself.
Okay, I think we're done here. Now get all your favorite apps, shows, and movies right on Contour TV from Cox.